From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama is in Orlando, Florida today to comfort a city reeling from the country's biggest ever mass shooting and meet privately with the families of more than 100 people killed and wounded at a gay nightclub last Sunday. Airborne on the flight from Washington to the southeast U.S. city, a White House spokesman said Mr. Obama feels there is no more tangible way to support Orlando than to go there and to stand shoulder to shoulder with the people of the city. Mr. Obama is meeting with relatives and survivors of last Sunday's attack when American-born Muslim Omar Siddiqui Mateen sprayed bullets across the crowded nightclub. After more than 3 years of floor speeches imploring congressional action to combat rampant gun violence in the United States, Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Murphy took more drastic action. He took over the floor of the U.S. Senate on Wednesday, creating a filibuster and urging his colleagues to ask themselves what they can do to make sure the country does not experience another mass shooting. Robin Thomas is the executive director of the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
Of course, that's what Congress is saying, because they certainly have completely failed to act in any way. They've completely not stepped up to their responsibility and their duty to pass any laws or even to do research into what laws might work to help address this epidemic. 117,000 people shot in the United States last year, and Congress hasn't done a single thing to address it.
3 days after the Florida attack, Senator Murphy had pledged to keep speaking until Democrats and Republicans agreed to take action on gun violence. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency told Congress today the Islamic State is planning more attacks in Western countries and may smuggle operatives into Western countries as refugees. This is VOA News.